Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, master motivator and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. Each week, we come together faithfully to engage on life's highway, where we are on a divine journey in which I truly believe God is the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you each and every week. We have the blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or their areas of expertise and our Shape Up series. Our Shape Up series has been designed to support you on your journey to win, personally and professionally, so that you may be more equipped to work it now. You may be thinking, Coach Adams, what am I working? Well, you're asking some great questions on a Motivational Monday. You are working your vision so that you can achieve your goals and ultimately live out your dreams. Wow. I often say that each episode is truly rich and empowering, but that's what you, our global listening audience, is saying as well. It's not just Coach Adams. So if you have missed any of our past show episodes, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available online for your convenience at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Again, www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia4U. I want to read a text message that I received based on our last Shape Up series probably about 2 weeks ago now. And this was something that really touched my heart. And I, again, want you to know it's not just Coach Adams saying that they're getting rich empowerment, but this is what others are saying about Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. Oh, my sweet, powerful, purpose-driven sister, how I have missed your spirit. A great joy to listen to you catalyze my already activated motivation this evening. Yes, Jesus, so grateful you have been planted in this earth and in my heart. Love you dearly, so proud to know you. Again, you never know what someone's going to get, and I was truly touched by that message, and I'm so grateful to share it with you because that is what Motivational Mondays is all about. On our last episode, we had a great in-studio guest, and we were talking about the design of pursuing your purpose, and it was awesome. And so if you've missed any of our past show episodes, installments are always available, as we just discussed, online for your convenience at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4 and the letter U. Allow me to set up today's framework of our program. I will share with you for about 40 minutes into today's broadcast around today's subject, and then we will open our programming up for your audience participation, at which time we welcome your questions and comments. This will lend to an interactive environment, which we absolutely love and truly appreciate. We encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime right on in at the appropriate time. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays, it's time to shape up and win. And we are talking about and evaluating this thought of what if, what if, what if. Before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a moment to invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. Allow those social media juices to begin to flow right on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM, a message in the bottle, a carrier pigeon, a fax, an email. Do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. We extend our heartfelt, gracious thanks in advance for your continued loyal and faithful support with expanding our outreach. If you don't already have your notepads and pens, tablets, desktops, laptops, your, smartphones with your notepad, whatever you need to capture the notes around today's discussion, you better grab it real quick because we are about to jump in because, again, on today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, we are in our Shape Up series, and it is time to shape up and win. And we're going to evaluate, and we're going to start this process around what if. And so I want to open by sharing with you, and I share this as the opening because of the staggering statistics that I don't know if you're all aware of. So, you know, I often reference Steve Jobs, and I reference Steve Jobs simply because, you know, it is amazing what has been accomplished. We can also mention Bill Gates. I don't want to limit anyone, but I use Steve Jobs. Why? Because 64% of people, American people, own an Apple product, 64%. The average American home owns more than 2 Apple products. And so when we're talking about this what if, we're going to look at from different points of view, and I'm going to share as we're having this discussion and being empowered today, different points of view around what if. And so as it relates to the staggering statistics that we just heard associated with Steve Jobs, I want us to start processing. What if Steve Jobs never created Apple? Because nearly 213 of Americans, nearly two to three Americans own an Apple product. and many own more than one. I mean, Apple is truly a cult phenomenon. But we have to continue to process around what if. What if Apple didn't exist? What if Stephen Jobs did not pursue his dream to bring forth something different? And so when you're thinking about that, because I don't know where you are on your journey today, but what I want to encourage you to know that, one, it is never too late to pursue your dreams. I want you to know, because I want to continue this thought process around what if. Many of us utilize Facebook. Be it you like it or you don't. But Mark Zuckerberg is on the $4 billion list because of, and he's worth, it's been stated that he is worth $56 billion, with a B, billion dollars. And how he made that was the bright idea of what, again, is a cult phenomenon known as Facebook. And he now, at the age of 55, I believe he is. Is he 55? Let me look at my notes a little bit closer. At the age when many people were still drowning in student debt, some millennials already have serious money like Mark Zuckerberg. And I want you to know that Mark Zuckerberg remains at the top of the list of the richest individuals under 35. He's 33, but under 35. And you may be thinking, Coach Adams, where are you going with this? Where I'm going is that I want you to start your thought process around what if. What if you pursue your dreams? What if you take a risk? What if you step out of your comfort zone? What if you step out and you win? What if you decide not to quit? What if you decide to really fight? What if you decide, I will no longer live less than I desire? What if you really get there? What if you really embrace that there are no limits? What if you stop being afraid? What if? I want to give you a few more stories because I think it's important and we can all relate to other stories. And it's so interesting when you have the stories in front of you, because the question that we're dealing with, what if, it really comes down to, are you willing to fight? It really comes down to, are you really willing to make a shift? And we're going to give you some empowerment around this what if. But I want to challenge you, and I want to stretch your mind to begin to understand that it doesn't matter where you are on your journey. Doesn't matter if you are 20, it doesn't matter if you are 80 and less than or far beyond that, because I want to share with you. In 1955, when Ray Kroc opened his first McDonald's restaurant, Ray was 52 years of age. 52 years of age. Now, I don't think we can go anywhere in the world and not find a McDonald's restaurant 64 years ago now. He was 52 when he opened his very first McDonald's restaurant. Oh, but when I heard this story, I was real excited, because we think about, what if? What if Ray didn't follow his dream? Despite his age of being 52, I don't know all of the backdrop of how he got there, but what I do know is that he was 52 before he opened his very first McDonald's restaurant, and that was 64 years ago. That I do know. But the question is, what if he didn't? There would be no Big Mac. There would be no Golden Arches. There would not be. And so I want you to process around, what if you don't birth your dream? What void will you leave here on this earth because you were afraid to step out? And that's why I said early on, what if you stopped being afraid and you just took a risk and you stepped out? Imagine, if you will, how life could be different if you broke the barrier of whatever it is that's holding you back, whatever that constraint is, whatever has you constipated, whatever is preventing you from getting the throughput in your life. What if? Well, here's another one that I love. Colonel Sanders, Kentucky Fried Chicken creator, owner, in his 60s is when Colonel Sanders started KFC, Kentucky Fried Chicken. I say in his 60s because I saw one story that said he was 62, another story said he was 65. But bottom line, he was in his 60s. Some would say, oh, he should have been trying to retire. And yet, he was starting a business and becoming an entrepreneur. But this is what I absolutely loved. He failed 1,009 times. 1,009 times. What if he quit at 1,008 times? He said, I got some fight. I've been fighting. But what if he would have quit at 1,008? He failed 1,009 before launching KFC. And regardless of what you think of McDonald's, regardless of what you think of KFC, like it or not, they have branded themselves in the marketplace. And at some stage, I'm sure, you've had a piece of Kentucky Fried Chicken, original recipe, or you've had a Big Mac and some fries along the way. And so truly, we cannot minimize that there has been an impact that has been made. And the reason why I pulled on their stories is because one was in his 50s, the other was in his 60s. Because so often in my coaching practice, I'll have individuals say, and I don't only consult with those and coach those that are quote-unquote more mature in life. I have a wide range of individuals that I process with. But I'm using this because the majority would say, well, Coach Adams, you don't get it. You don't understand. You know, it's too late for me. You know, if I would have done it sooner, that would be a different thing. But, you know, I'm older in life now, and it's just too late for me to follow my dream. And I want to challenge you. I want to raise your thought process today. What if you pursue that vision? Think about it. What if you pursue that vision that has been burning on the inside of you, that you're feeling like, oh, it's too late. Oh, I don't know where to go. I don't have to, all of the stuff. Because I don't want you to live life with regrets. I don't want you to live life just simply existing. I want you to fulfill your destiny. I want you to live out your dreams. I want you to achieve your goals. And I want you to begin to process and start thinking about, what if I pursue my vision? What if I achieve my goal? What if I live my dreams? How would my life be different? I want you to begin to process around, how would life be different if you did it? If you stop coming up with excuses, if you stop putting limits on yourself. You know, I am a movie goer, and one of the things that I so appreciate is hearing the backdrop story of different actors and actresses. And what was so interesting is that one of my favorite actresses, Judi Dench, now she's a British actress and she's been on the scene for quite some time now. But what I found interesting about her story is that she was 61 when she got her breakout role in James Bond as M. This was in 1995. She has since won an Oscar and has been nominated for several other, I think it's six other Oscars. This now was 24 years ago. And at the time, she was 61. She has gone on to have an amazing career, a great career. And I mentioned James Bond because that's one that, you know, many know about that. How about I Love Lucy? I Love Lucy, Lucille Ball, was in her 40s. She was in her 40s when she got her show, the I Love Lucy show. Now, I love Lucy. I really do. I mean, an episode can come on today and I watch it. So her legacy is great. But what if she said, oh, I'm too old? What if she threw in the towel and quit? What if? Here's another one that I was fascinated by. Morgan Freeman. Morgan Freeman did not really make his mark in the industry until his role in Driving Miss Daisy. And guess what? He was 52 years of age at the time. Now, Morgan Freeman, I think we'd all agree, he does not even need an introduction. This is just to name a few. I'll give you another. Samuel L. Jackson. It took, hold on to your seat, because I want you to process what if. And I want you to be empowered and inspired and encouraged to move to another level in your vision, the achievement of your goals with your dream. And I want you to know and to process around what if. It's never too late. So stop using that as an excuse. It's never too late. We're hearing story after story after story of individuals who one could have said, based on industry standards or whatever the case may be, that it was too late. But yet, look at the success that they achieved in, quote unquote, their latter days. And I don't care if you're 21 listening in. I don't care if you're 81 listening in. I want to encourage you to know that your latter days will be greater. Whatever that looks like for you today, your latter days will be greater. But there's some things that you have to do in order for there to be this conversion in that process. Samuel L. Jackson. It took 2 decades. Are you hearing me? 2 decades for Hollywood to finally see what Samuel L. Jackson could do. It was in his role in Pulp Fiction that brought him fame at age 45. He had already been in the industry at that time, 2 decades. But it wasn't until his role in Pulp Fiction. Currently, he maintains an incredible presence in any role that he plays. In addition, they're memorable. And I crack up because I often say, you know, you name it, he's in it. But this didn't happen until his latter years. So why are you giving all of these excuses for why you can't? Why aren't you looking at how can I? How can I get a breakthrough? What if I get a breakthrough? What if I continue to pursue my vision? What if I make it on the other side? And that's what I want you to begin to process around today on Motivational Mondays. I want you to think about what if. What if I achieve my goals? What if I pursue my vision? What if I live my dreams? How will my life be different? Take a moment to envision that. Really process that. If you're not driving, pause for a minute. Close your eyes. Envision. What if I pursue my vision? See your vision. What if I achieve my goal? See yourself crossing that winning line to a win. Hands raised up high. You just passed the finish line. People are on the other side celebrating you. Woohoo! You did it! What if you live your dreams? Imagine how different your life will be. Don't live life with regrets. Don't live life saying, I wish I would have. I could have, but I didn't. I would have, if not for. I want you to imagine, what if I do? What if I do it? Think about Colonel Sanders. Think about Stephen Jobs. Think about Judi Dench. Think about Lucille Ball. Think about Ray Kroc. Think about Morgan Freeman. Think about Samuel L. Jackson. We can go on and on and on and on with stories of different individuals. I only wanted to bring you some to the airwaves today for you to begin to process. But I want you to think about, what if I do it? Imagine, what if you do it? What if you do it? And if only you had the courage to pursue it. And as we continue into today's broadcast, I want to thank you, our global listening audience, for tuning into Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. I want you to know that we really and truly, we do not take your time lightly or for granted, but we take this time of empowerment very seriously. And the goal is that when you make this investment of time to share with us here on Motivational Mondays, that this investment of time, you're getting some tools for your toolbox that support you on your journey to win personally and professionally. And so as we process around this thought of what if, I want you to know that in order for you to work your vision, in order for you to achieve your goals, in order for you to live out your dreams, it's going to cost you something. And the question is, are you willing to pay the price? See, that's the challenge. Many of us are not willing to sacrifice. Many of us, we want what others have, but we're not willing to pay the price of what it took for them to get there. Many would say, I want a Samuel L. Jackson career. But they don't think about it. It took him 2 decades before he got that role that made a difference. We don't think about all of that. We just think about, I just want it. Many would say, I want to be a successful owner of a chain like KFC. But they don't think about how many times Colonel Sanders failed 1,009 times before. And so in order for us to shape up and win, we must improve and develop our shape. And if you don't, again, already have a pen and notepad and all of that, you need to grab this because this is important. And do your own research. And as we now shift into looking at our shape and what's required for us to win, we have to first understand that in our acronym SHAPE, S-H-A-P-E, there are some key elements. These key elements are universal. And although there may be other areas in which individuals have to focus in order to achieve their goals and work their vision and live out their dreams, you have to have some of these key ingredients in the mix, in the process, in order for you to be on that journey. So the first is our S, strategy. For those of you that have done Shape Up and Win workshops and what have you, this may be a reminder for you, and maybe you need to be reminded. In order for you to shape up and win, you have to kind of reconnect with your shape. Do you have the right strategies in place for you to break beyond the what if? Do you have the right plan, the right blueprint in place? Because strategies are key. For any of the individuals that we mentioned, they did not just fall into success. They had to have some strategies in place. You know, I think about Colonel Sanders, and in order for him to fail 1,009 times, believe me, he had some strategies in place. And each time, I'm sure, and I don't know him personally, I've never had to sit down with him, but I can imagine each time he had strategies in place, but he began to reshape them and continue forward with his fight. Quitting was not an option for him. So if your strategies are not working, guess what? That's okay. Strategies are fluid. Design and redesign them. You outline a plan, but that plan you may have to tweak, you may have to shift as the times are changing, as you're finding this is not working, this may work, whatever the case may be. But you don't give up, because what if you find that winning recipe, as Colonel Sanders did, after 1,009 times of failing? Think about that. Process that. So strategies. What if you put the right strategies in place to win? What would happen? I trust that as I'm challenging you around this what if, you're really starting to think about, what if I put a plan in place to win? What if I get some strategies going around my vision, around my goals, around my dreams? What if I get a breakthrough? How would my life be different? Think about that. Shaping up. Shape up and win. S, strategies. H, our heart, which means our passion. Do you have a strong, compelling emotion for your vision? A strong, compelling emotion for living out your dreams? A strong, compelling emotion. Are you passionate about achieving your goals? You don't have to tell me that Colonel Sanders was passionate. because he failed 1,009 times. You don't have to tell me that Samuel L. Jackson was passionate because he invested 2 decades with very limited success initially before getting a breakthrough, before the industry even recognized him, before he could now say, I'm at this top tier of one of the highest paid actors now in the industry. But it didn't happen overnight. But there had to be a passion, because beyond the money, and in any of these that we talked about initially, the money wasn't there. Your heart. Are you passionate for your vision? Beyond the money, I believe the money will come over time. It will come. But first, you have to have that passion base. And many of us, quitting is the only option that we know because we're not passionate enough for something. But what if you continue to fuel your passions? Oh, what if you continue to fuel your passions? How would things be different? How would things unfold differently if you continue to add fuel to your passion? And now your heart is becoming stronger, more passionate around your vision, around your goals. You're starting to see this gap closing because of the fire burning on the inside of you. Anyone who has achieved great success, and I haven't sat down and talked to all of them, but I've talked to many who have the same universal principle. They speak about passion. So if you are not passionate, guess what? You won't achieve your goals. You will not live out your dreams if passion is lacking, if you don't have the right heart for your vision. We're talking about shaping up and winning today here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. Shape, strategies, having the right plan in place. H, heart, which represents my passion. A, attitude. You may be thinking, now, Coach Adams, are you serious, really? Does my attitude make a difference? Oh, yes, it does. Why? Because your attitude shapes your thought, your thoughts. So if your attitude is, I won't make it, it doesn't matter. I know Coach Adams is saying, what if, but I won't make it. If that's your attitude, guess what? Mm-mm. You won't make it. If that's your attitude, you will not make it. But if your attitude is that mindset of quitting is not an option, and I'm sure that had to be the mindset of Colonel Sanders, regardless of the failures of his past, quitting clearly was not an option for him to fail 1,009 times. His attitude was, I'm going to keep fighting, I'm going to keep pressing until. And so your attitude has to be that of winning. Even when you have the disappointments, the failures, but the attitude that quitting is not an option. See, and I feel that in many partnerships, relationships, people are so quick to say, oh, if it doesn't work out, I'm out. Holla. The mindset is that of a quitter. I'll just throw in a towel. No problem. I won't press. I won't fight. But no, we have to have that mindset. What if today you shift your thinking? Today, what if you shift your thinking? This very day, Monday, this motivational Monday, August the 5th, what if you shift your thinking, your attitude today? Ooh, hold on to your seat at the thought of what may happen. Because I would venture to say that your stinking thinking is holding you back. One, you don't have the right strategies in place, or you need to shift and tweak your plan, your strategies. Two, you're not passionate. You don't really have that strong, compelling emotion. You don't have the heart. It's something you want to do, but you're not willing to really fight for it. Do you know the one that makes the touchdown on the field? That individual has just a little bit more fight than the other person, because when they grab that ball and they're pressing for that goal, they have to a little bit greater, just a little bit greater than the person trying to pull them back. And there's a strong, compelling emotion. And they, bam, make the touchdown. Their mindset is not that of, I'm going to quit. I'm going to throw in the towel. Quitting is not an option. Before that fighter gets in the ring, that fighter has to envision, I've won this fight, or I'm getting knocked out. They have to see themselves as knocking the others out. You got to see yourself as knocking out all of the obstacles before you, pressing through all of those barriers, continuing the race when others throw in the towel and quit. When you fall down, what happens? Do you quit? Do you throw in the towel? Or do you get back up, get back in the race, and continue to run with endurance? Ah, this brings us to our P, S, strategies. H, heart. A, attitude. P, perseverance. Will you kick and persist? How long, Coach Adam? Until. Reminder, Colonel Sanders failed 1,009 times. You may be saying, Coach Adams, you keep saying that. I know. I'm saying it so you can hear it. If you fail 5 times, guess what? Fail again and again and again until. Do you have that mindset, that spirit of perseverance? Will you kick and persist until? Samuel Jackson in the industry for 2 decades. You know how long that is? 2 decades is 20 years. 20 years. And see, we're in a microwavable society. People desire things quick, fast, and in a hurry. It is very rare. I'm not saying it doesn't happen, but it is very rare that success occurs overnight. Usually, when you hear this great success story, there was a backdrop of some things happening behind the scenes for years beforehand. We just got wind of that person when the platform exploded and expanded. You know, I remember when I heard the story of Derek Luke, for example, an actor in the entertainment industry. And I remember this term very clearly. Plucked out of obscurity. He was plucked out of obscurity. I later heard his story and understood that he was doing some diligence behind the scenes for a long time before getting that breakout role when they said he was plucked out of obscurity in Antoine Fisher. Now, he may not have had other roles before that, but he was doing acting class. He was honing, shaping his skill. He was doing all kinds of stuff behind the scenes in the direction of his dream, his desire. What are you doing? Are you just sitting back with your legs up on the easy chair, laying on the hammock, waiting for your big break? Or are you persisting behind the scenes? Do you have that mindset of perseverance? Are you tenacious? Are you fighting for your dream to become a reality? Will you kick and persist until it happens? Or will you throw in the towel at the first sign of difficulty? Will you throw in the towel when, you know, you have your first defeat? Whatever that may look like for you, you have to determine how much will I fight? How much am I willing to fight? E, we're talking about what if today on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you. And I want you to know that I would love to hear from you as we are continuing in today's broadcast, but I do want to take this opportunity to open our programming up, and we invite you to share in the discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue, make a question, give a question, ask a question, or make a comment around today's topic. I would love to know, are you getting anything from this hour of power, this hour of empowerment? Are you taking anything away that's going to support you in moving forward in your vision, in stepping out so that you can be more equipped to achieve your goals and live out your dreams? If you are sitting in front of your electronic device, you do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374. 516-453-9374. We welcome your questions and comments today here on Motivational Mondays. Again, press 1 to add yourself to the host queue. Don't be shy. Don't be scared. We would love to hear from you. So as we continue in today's programming around our subject, as we are shaping up to win, and this question of what if, we've talked about and given a number of different stories of individuals who, quote unquote, later in life achieve great success. We've also talked significantly about Colonel Sanders, who failed, it's been stated and noted, 1,009 times, big difference, 1,009 times. And what if he would have, at 1,008 times, given up and thrown in the towel? We spoke about Samuel L. Jackson, that after investing 2 decades in the industry, it wasn't until his role in Pulp Fiction that now Hollywood recognized who he was and what he had to bring to the industry. And at that time, he was age 45. We spoke about Judi Dench. She was 61 years old when she got her noted breakout role in James Bond as M, 61 years old. We talked about Ray Kroc, the owner of McDonald's, that he was 52 years old when he opened his first McDonald's restaurant. And you don't have to tell me with any of these individuals that we've mentioned, I'm sure many of them had lots of failure along the way. And so what if they quit before getting to that place of breakthrough? What if Judi Dench quit at age 60? What if Morgan Freeman quit at age 51 when it was when he was 52 that he got his role that really made a difference in Driving Miss Daisy? Now, I think we would all agree he's one that doesn't even require an introduction. And so we can go on and on and on. As we continue forward in our shape, we said our acronym, as we're shaping up to win today on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, that our S represents strategies, that we have to have a plan. We have to have a clear plan. Plans are fluid. They shift because we have to redesign them. We find out what works, what doesn't work. But what if you have a plan in place? What if you don't? What will happen? And we have to look at both sides of the coin, because what if you do it and what if you don't? I want you to imagine life and how it would be different if you did. What if I did it? What if I broke through the barrier of fear? What if I stop allowing fear to hold me back? What if I move beyond my perceived limits? What if I decided to no longer live life at a lesser level, less than I know is in me? What if I decided to really fight? What if I decided to try something differently? What if I decided quitting is not an option? What if I truly, tenaciously, with perseverance, pursued my dreams? What if, what if, what if, what if? Strategies is our S in our shape. We have to develop our shape, and we have to continue to develop our shape for each level of progression. H, heart. Your passion base is different when you start than when you start dealing with some obstacles. I'm sure Colonel Sanders had to deal with some different passions. His heart had to grow to another level when he had already experienced 1,008 failures. He had to have a different level of passion to move to the next level, and that's what we're talking about, that your shape has to continuously be evolving and growing and developing for each next level, that your latter days would truly be greater. A, attitude. Your thoughts are shaped by your attitude, and your thoughts have to continue to develop, grow, and change as you continue to grow, develop, and change. Because all of us have stinking thinking. You've heard me talk about that in the past before, because I truly believe it. A part of why many of us don't achieve our dreams because of the stinking thinking. It all starts from the inside. It's not from the outside. It's all what we're dealing with internally on the inside. Those limitations that say, oh, you can't, you won't, you never will. Those negative words that have been spoken. And I really love understanding the power of words. And I did a great piece in the Change Book number 14 on the power of words. If you're interested in that, feel free to send a quick email to admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com, or give our team a call at 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. To learn more about getting your copy of the Change Book, number 14, where Coach Adams has a chapter on the power of words, which is truly powerful. S, strategies. H, heart and passion. A, attitude. P, perseverance. Will you kick? Will you persist until? What if you did? How would life be different? E, execute. We must execute. We must follow through and do. What if you execute on your vision? What if you execute on your goals? What if you live your dreams? Think about it. What if, what if, what if? How will life be different when you do it? Because you have it in you to do it. But you have to buckle down and be willing to pay the price. There are some things that you have to do. You may have to sacrifice along the way. But imagine not the sacrifice, not what you're having to do today. Think about the what if of how life will be different when you make it on the other side, when you pass the finish line. Don't live life with regrets. Don't live life saying woulda, coulda, shoulda. Live life not just existing, live life as a full participant, embracing the game of life, enjoying the process as you continue to work your vision, achieve your goals, and ultimately live out your dreams. Wow. I don't know about you, but I got some richness around today's episode, and we're in our final moments of today's broadcast. As we wind down, I want to share some things with you, and I trust you've gotten some good information. You do have another minute or so that you can press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. 1 on your telephone keypad. We always love hearing from you. We do know that sometimes that's a scary thing for folks to chime on in live on the air. So we want you to know that we do have our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. So social media-wise, you can definitely play in the sandbox as well. It looks like we have a caller that would like to make a comment or ask a question. Caller, we thank you for chiming in. You are live here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. Welcome.
Hi, Coach Adams. It's Darlene Gilbert. How you doing?
Well, hello there. I am absolutely fabulous. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. I just wanted to press 1 and just to say that I believe that this was for me. So I'm grateful that you have this Motivational Mondays, and I just happen to be scrolling through and remembered that you would be on about this time. So I was like, oh, let me tune in. And it was well worth it. And I'm taking quite a few things back in my toolbox for me to use in my life. The what if, it really makes you think about things. And thanks for the examples of the more seasoned individuals that have their business going. That helped me because I'm a little more seasoned now. And so I, you know, just to get up and go and leave my print in this world. What if I didn't do what I'm supposed to do? Then where would things be? So I'm grateful to you for having this.
Wow, I love hearing what you are taking away from today's installment. And, you know, Darlene, it's so true. I have been really challenging myself lately, even more so with this what if. And so I'm very passionate about it because we don't often think about what if. You know, we get so caught up in what we feel like I can't do and so on and so forth, but we don't think about the what if on both sides, positively and negatively, if we get that breakthrough or if we don't do it. You know what I mean? And so I thank you for sharing. I'm happy you got some tools, you know, some additional ammunition to add to your toolbox and that you took the time out today and you found it to be very beneficial. It's always a joy to hear from you. And I am just so truly thankful for your reflection and appreciate the same. Make yourself a reminder every week. We're here faithfully for you, and it is definitely a joy to do so. So don't hesitate to chime in the future. We're here every Monday, 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, same bat channel, as they would say, on Inspire Media for you. Thank you so much, lady. I appreciate you. As we close up and wrap up today's installment of Motivational Mondays, I'm so grateful for the comments of Darlene Gilbert. Thank you again. I was saying that I want you to know that you can continue the dialogue through our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. Darlene, I encourage you to make a comment there for others to see what you took away. We appreciate you tuning in to Motivational Mondays. On our next installment, we will continue to bring you rich and insightful empowerment to jumpstart your week. I want to stay connected with you if you're not already a part of the Coach Adams Network. Send a quick email to admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com, or you may call 310-289-2101. 310-289-2101. Be reminded and or be informed that Coach Adams has a full circle of empowerment to support you on your journey to achieve greater success through our live empowerment workshop, 4 hours of power with Coach Adams, a powerful time to shape up and win. All of what Coach Adams does is centered around giving you a powerful time of vision training, strategic planning, and coaching empowerment so that you can receive empowering tools to win in life on your journey and become more equipped to reach your goals personally and professionally through one-on-one coaching, group coaching, training, consulting. So know that there are various services that are available for you. You don't want to miss our next installment and that next week's time of empowerment. Again, archives are always available for you. We thank you for tuning in to Motivational Mondays today. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. I coach and you win.